This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Friday slapped fresh sanctions on 22 individuals, including four Myanmar government ministers, in response to the February military coup and attacks against the country's pro-democracy movement. In a two-pronged action, the Treasury and Commerce Departments announced the punishments as part of Washington's continued response to the overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement the new sanctions were levied in response to the, quote, brutal campaign of violence perpetrated by the Burmese military regime and to continue imposing costs in connection with the military coup. The sanctions do not target the Myanmar people, but are aimed at pressuring the military to immediately restore Burma's path to democracy, according to Blinken. Belarus's leader Alexander Lukashenko on Friday ordered the closure of the border with Ukraine, seeking to block what he called an inflow of weapons to coup plotters detected by his security services, a state news agency reported. The move appears to deepen a standoff between Belarus and outside powers, angered by his government's forcing down of a Ryanair flight in May and arrest of a government critic who was on the aircraft. Western countries have imposed sanctions on Belarus to punish it for the action, and the European Union and Ukraine have also banned Belarus-registered flights from entering their airspace. Lukashenko has repeatedly accused Western ill-wishers of trying to oust him from power, and he claims rebel groups that were planning to carry out a coup had been uncovered in Belarus. The state news agency reported Friday the veteran leaders said Germany, Lithuania, Poland, Ukraine, and the United States were behind the alleged rebel activity. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden praised Friday's strong monthly jobs report, saying it was a sign his economic and pandemic fighting strategies were working. The Labor Department reported Friday the United States added 850,000 more jobs in June, ahead of analyst expectations, and a sign the economic recovery may be accelerating. More than 22 million jobs evaporated when schools and businesses were shut down in March 2020 to try to stem the spread of coronavirus. The United States is now about 6.7 million jobs below pre-pandemic levels. Hundreds of humanitarian workers formed a human chain in northwest Syria Friday, urging the international community to keep open the only border crossing for aid into the rebel-held region. A United Nations authorization for aid to transit through the border crossing from Turkey into Syria expires on July 10th. Aid organizations fear that Russia, a staunch ally of the Damascus regime, might block a United Nations Security Council vote to renew it for a year. Some 3 million people live in the jihadist-dominated region, more than half displaced by Syria's decade-long conflict. For the past year, international organizations have been able to bring in medicine, food, blankets, and COVID-19 vaccines through without having to travel through Damascus. United States officials said Friday the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The facility was the center of the war to oust the Taliban and hunt down al-Qaeda perpetrators, those behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Two officials say the airfield was entirely handed over to Afghan forces. One of the officials also said that U.S. top commander in Afghanistan still retains the capabilities and authorities to protect forces. And China on Friday rejected U.S. accusations it's failing to stop human trafficking and said Washington has no right to criticize due to history of racial discrimination. Beijing was among 17 governments that were warned Thursday of potential U.S. sanctions over human trafficking, adding to tension with Washington. Others include Malaysia, Russia, and Nicaragua. A foreign ministry spokesman said, quote, "We firmly oppose the U.S. unfounded accusations against China based on lies and rumors." He accused Washington of smearing China and interfering in its affairs. The U.S. State Department ranked China among so-called Tier 3 governments. It said it failed to meet minimal standards to stop trafficking. It cited estimates that as many as 25 million people, many of them women and children, are victims worldwide. But China's spokesman said the U.S. has no position to wield the stick of human rights, citing mistreatment of blacks and American Indians. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.